Good evening, world. This is Exposition 47, where we expose ourselves, our thoughts, what we do and what we don't do to the revealing light of God's word. So it's good that you join us today. We thank you for making the time and investing your data to hear this. So we pray today that your steps will be ordered in God's word. We are stranger in this place. The Lord will help us with his commandments this evening. And so you do well to sit back and pay attention as we delve into this word of God today. Last week we've been on a long season of prayer, and last weekend we talked about crash proving your destiny and arm and dangerous. If you remember, we're on the book of Ephesians chapter 6. So today we are going to continue from where we stopped. If you have missed any of our episodes, you know where to go. Go to our Exposition 247 page, where you see all the topics we've talked about on prayers and some other topics outside prayer that we've talked about. Amen. So we don't know how far we still have with this prayer. It's still a long season of prayer.
Amen.
And so we are going to take it as the Lord releases it for us. We pray that today will be the able ministers of the New Testament. And so we are going to speak as God's oracle, ministering with only the ability that Christ gives today. And we pray that there will be massive opening of the eyes and ears and hearts of the people being tuned to the gospel.
Amen.
That these days nobody will be saying, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" They will know what to do with this episode. So sit back as we continue. We do want to do a quick recap on what we shared last week on arm and dangerous and crash proving your destiny.
Thank you so much for the introduction. Now, viewers who are just tuning in today on this knockout series, let's do a kind of quick recap on where we are. Don't forget, we've been looking at Ephesians chapter 6, and the reason we're looking at that is we're simply saying that according to the scriptures, the responsibility of a Christian is not to gain victory over the devil, because Jesus did that already on the cross. The Bible tells us that Jesus said in Acts chapter 1, he said, "All power and authority in the heaven and the earth has been given unto me." Jesus said that himself. It means you're not supposed to be destroying the devil. If you try to do what Jesus did, you are turning yourself against Christ. We are invited as believers to take our stand in the victory of Christ. So the problem with lots of people is not the fact that we are being given victory in Christ, is that we are losing grounds to the enemy. And so the Bible talks about the fact that we are being called to take a stand. And that's what we've been exploring in Ephesians chapter 6. Because Ephesians 6 gives us every single detail of how we as Christians can take our stand and enforce the victory that Christ paid for with his own life and by shedding his blood. And that's why we are here. And we've looked about the fact that the Bible says that having done all to stand, we need to take on the full armor of God. So it means the only way a Christian can stand is taking on the full armor. Not most of the armor, not a large percentage of the armor. Take on the full armor. That's what Ephesians 6 is. And that's why we began to delve into each of the items in the armory. We've gone through in the past the belt of truth. We've gone through the shield of faith. We've gone through the helmet of salvation. We've gone through the feet shod with the gospel of peace. Yes. We've gone through all this. And we are today going to go on with the last item in the armory. So join us as we go on to Ephesians chapter 6 from verse 17. I'll read Ephesians 6:17. What does it say? Now listen to this. "And take the helmet of salvation." That's what we did in the last transmission. Please look for that transmission, where we actually talked about crash-proof your destiny. Ephesians 6:17. "And take the helmet of salvation." And now watch the next phrase, which is the next, which is what we're going to focus on today. He says, "And the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God." Now, let me just take us back memory lane in a few minutes of the fact that the item in this armory have two divisions. There is the division where he did say put on. You see, we talk about the belt of truth. We talk about the breastplate of righteousness. We talk about the feet shod with the gospel of peace. And all these are put on. They are just fasting to the believer. But right from verse 16, the Apostle Paul switched his vocabulary and talk about the things we need to take on. These things we are taking on are not things that fast into our body. They are things that we must lay hold upon in the battle. And it talks about the shield of faith, and it talks about the helmet of salvation. So today, this is the last taking on. You can say this is the sixth item in the armory, or the third item in the second classification of the items that you're meant to take on. Now it says, take on. the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Now, what are the things that we'll begin to notice in this last phrase? It says, take on the sword of the Spirit. It's simply telling you and I that the Spirit has a sword. I know people talk about the Holy Ghost. People talk about the move of the Spirit. People talk about the power of the Holy Ghost. But do you know, for the Holy Ghost to be able to take charge, for the Holy Ghost to be able to do what he can do, the Bible says he has a sword. He has a weapon. The Spirit of grace as a tool. And it says the Spirit has a sword. So we have been introduced into this concept that the Spirit of grace, the Spirit of the Lord, has his own tool by which he works. Don't forget, I want to call your attention to 2 Corinthians 10:4. That's the weapons that we fight with. They are not what? They are not carnal. They are tools that we fight with. So the Bible calls the attention of the believer that the Spirit has a tool that he works with. And it says the Spirit has the sword that he works with.
Yeah, I would like to draw your attention. Lawrence is asking, he said, are you telling us not to take victory over the devil?
No, well, thank you for us for that question. That is a very thing. Now, taking victory over the devil is not the same as achieving victory over the devil. Now, there is no place in the scriptures that the Bible asks the believer to achieve a victory. But we have lots of scriptures that tells us that victory was achieved in Christ. For example, 1 John 3:8 tells us that for this reason was the Son of God manifest to destroy the works of the devil. Colossians 2, verse 14, verse 15 tells us, he said, Jesus have been spoiled principalities and powers. Have you noticed? He didn't say Jesus in the process or Jesus over time and time will spoil. He said, I've been spoiled. I'm quoting Colossians 2, 14 and verse 15. I've been spoiled principalities and powers. That's a past tense. It means Jesus achieved on the cross the victory over the devil. Now the believer is invited to enforce or to maintain or to take hold or to, you know, walk in that victory, if that makes any sense. And that's a big difference from achieving the victory. So, I mean, for example, if somebody gains something for you or in business or somebody achieves something for you, they can say, well, I wanted to come and just maintain what I actually gave to you. So the believer is being called into the maintenance business, which means Jesus is saying, whatever I gave you, don't lose ground to the enemy. And not losing ground is not the same thing as achieving. Those are two different things. So that's what we're invited to do.
I hope you'll be able to answer your question, Lawrence, that it's meant to maintain what we have obtained.
Yeah, that's it. That's the word.
That you have obtained before you can maintain.
You cannot be trying to obtain what Christ obtained. Yeah. It is antichrist to try to do that. And that's why we see believers trying. It's just like a dog trying to chase his own tail. You're trying to do the impossible. And that's that. We have to take